Federal oversight of Everglades restoration will continue, at least for the time being. That was the ruling of a federal judge yesterday, who rejected a motion by South Florida water managers to end a nearly 30-year-old legal agreement that ensures that the Everglades gets clean water. Among other things, the order sets thresholds for the amount of phosphorus in the Everglades. It's an ingredient in fertilizer from some of Florida's sugar-growing regions. The water district and sugar growers say the decree is outdated and works against projects that would benefit the Everglades, but the U.S. government and environmental groups disagree with that, saying the decree is vital to ensuring that Everglades cleanup projects actually get built. The judge's ruling was made without prejudice, which means water managers can refile their request if they want. A bill aimed at banning so-called sanctuary cities in Florida stalled in its first state Senate committee stop yesterday. Under the measure, police would be required to honor all requests made by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE for short, to hold undocumented immigrants. Judges have ruled those holds violate people's constitutional rights. Republican State Senator Joe Gruters of Sarasota is sponsoring the proposal.
It's common sense that these local governments would work with the federal government and ICE and Immigration, and that we would follow the laws that are on the books at the federal level.
Currently, there are no counties or cities in Florida that act as sanctuaries for undocumented immigrants. Critics of the bill argue that efforts to outlaw sanctuary cities will lead to immigrants being targeted for deportation. The Florida Senate Judiciary Committee tabled the legislation yesterday after critics of the measure packed the chamber to voice their opposition. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.